I'm not hearing myself as clean as I'm hearing you or everything else, and it's driving me up a wall.
Well, that happened to me too with this thing with the screen. So, when I came back, the screen wasn't working. I mean, Stan Carton might be coming back. Trying to get rid of this early here. I was just going to say,
at least I'm lucky to let me back in the building, and we have a seat to sit in today. All right, so the Martino tweet that I talked about before, and he was on top of this over the course of the weekend, plugging into both the Mets and the Yankees. He tweeted just a little while ago, actually 10 a.m. As reported in yesterday's column, Yanks have laid a little groundwork in trading free agents to be. It's exactly what you were saying for weeks.
There we go.
Andy says he's highly skeptical that they'll do it. It only happened once in 16, and they're now in playoff position. And then he says, but if they do, Trent Grisham is a great fit for the Mets. Now, this is something that you and I have talked about for months. Mm-hmm. Like, we went back to it. There were two guys that I was eyeing, Ben Rice, lefty DH, mm-hmm. or Trent Grisham in center field. You know, I don't know what the Yankees would want at this point. Back then it was, hey, do you want Beatty? Do you, you know, whatever, third baseman or McNeil? For Grisham, I'm sure now they would probably want more prospects, I would think. But mm-hmm. if Grisham is available, dude, he is the perfect fit for the Mets.
You know, I agree. Because we've obviously talked about that, as you said. The one thing that I've always said this, like, if there's a deal to be... I'm going to get a little petty here.
Yeah.
All right. If there's a deal to be had, and it's going to really solidify or strengthen your present or your future, then do it independent of, like, rivalries or whatever it might be, like a Jets-Patriots or a Rangers-Islanders or a Yankee-Met. I'm just throwing crazy stuff out there. Honestly, if you're Hal, you really want to send Grisham to the Mets, who are starting to hit stride, lower third of the order starting to hit, top three starting pitchers looking really good, already got a lefty Soto out of the pen who throws gas, like... You want to give the Mets more weaponry to maybe get to and win a World Series?
What's the return, right? It's got to be worth it. You're not just going to give him, like, yeah, you know what? We're not going to use him anyway at the end of the year. We're not going to re-sign him. Here you go.
No, but but what I would do is maybe get somebody comparable. Like, if the Mets are going to give me 73 cents on the dollar, and, I don't know, the Brewers are going to give me 66 cents on the dollar, give me the 66 cents.
But that
usually contradicts what I say.
But I don't think in Grisham's case it would be worth, like, there's not really going to be that much of a difference.
Dude, Tyrone Taylor has three home runs.
This guy's going to
hit 25, 30.
I'm talking about from the Yankees' perspective.
Okay.
From the Mets' perspective, yes. I just don't know. Like, let's just say the Yankees, like, they said, we want Beatty. Now, that's a pretty... big piece to get back. You're getting a player that's under control with potential.
Who's playing very well last month or so.
Like, from a Mets perspective, I would not do that.
You should not do that. That would be stupid for the Mets.
As much as I want Grisham and think he's a better fit right now for the Mets than Beatty is, it's just not a smart trade to make. So what are the Yankees going to, like, really for a guy like Grisham, you're talking about double-A players probably.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, so then at that point, do the Mets really have something that's going to knock your socks off as opposed to the Brewers or whoever else?
No. So
then that's back to your point. Like, if there is no real difference, why are you going to help? Just go the other way. I get it, dude.
I mean, Grisham with the Mets, I mean...
He's exactly what they need.
He is perfect for what they need.
He's better than Mullins.
Yeah, oh, no question. He's got more power. He's a better fielder at this point than Mullins, too.
He's proven in the postseason.
Yeah, a little bit.
Proven in New York to a certain extent. Like,
High character guy.
Not going to cost a lot. Like, he's the perfect fit for the Mets. Unfortunately, like you said, the Yankees maybe... Yeah, it's not even petty or horrible. It's just small. Like, the Yankees need to... If they are going to start selling off some pieces... I would think the correct way to do it is you identify players that you like in other farm systems,
mm-hmm.
whoever it may be, whatever, pick a team. The Dodgers want Grisham. I don't know. Just pick a team. Then you start saying, okay, well, the Dodgers and Mets want Grisham. Let's go scour the minor leagues, which players we like best. That's it. It's not about, you know, who's going to give you more necessarily. It's about what you like best. Because I think the price is what it is for Trent Grisham.
He's making $5 billion this year. You're not getting anything of significance. Yeah. You're going to get a 19-year-old kid back in high A. That's what you're going to get for Grisham.
But if it is somebody with the Mets organization, then maybe you'd be willing to do that. Also, is there a way, because you've been saying this, I don't really think that there is, but is there a way to thread that needle and sell off some of these pieces?
I honestly do. Bellinger at first, Grisham at second, Volpe at short.
I like Bellinger in the outfield, though.
I do, too. But again... You know, Bellinger gives you first base, from an offensive perspective, production that and athleticism that Goldschmidt does not give you. I get it, lefty-righty, understood. So I think that that's a big uptick, even though Goldschmidt's a good pro, but Bellinger's just better. And, you know, this is where I myself am willing to roll the dice. If you have a kid, you know, with the nickname of Martian, which obviously about these out of the world transcendent skills, well, which he hasn't really flashed nearly enough at this point to justify the nickname, but at least let me get the final answer. Put him in his normal position. Or if you don't want to put him there and you want to let him DH against righties because he's very good as a lefty, then put Spencer Jones in center field, who's played 30 times there this year. There's ways to do this until Judge comes back. Until Judge comes back. And there's no guarantee the Judge comes back after 10 days and comes back as Judge. So there's a lot of variables here. But you could do something where you have Spencer Jones in center, Dominguez in center.
Yeah.
You can do, you know, obviously, Dominguez in center, Jones in left, figure out right. Like, there's a way to do it. Like, the Yankees aren't good right now. So it's not like the Yankees are going from the 98 Yankees or any other championship iteration, and they're stripping down and they're rolling. The Yankees have stunk. For the last 2 months, they are sloppy and they're tough to watch. That's what I would do.
Would you rather, like, why not just go all in and make a decision to sell and sell Bellinger? You're going to get back.
No, I'll tell you why.
But if you put you're going to get a sick return.
Ahead, let me hear it out.
I'm just talking it out in real terms here because I get trying to thread the needle and do it halfway. I understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be an appealing part of, okay. We're making the decision. Our team right now is not good enough, and maybe this gets expedited if Judge is, in fact, seriously hurt.
That's a little different.
Then you say, screw it.
But I still trade the other guys, for sure, matter what.
Okay, right, understood.
No matter what.
But if you do trade Bellinger and bring back more, and now you really just say, we're going with the young guys. We're going to play Ben Rice at first base,
yep.
Dominguez in center, Jones in one of the outfield spots, you know, whatever, left, right, however they want to work it. And we let Volpe ride at short, like, really see what you got. Maybe even Lombard at the end of the year. Like, I'm just thinking long-term. Isn't that, like, instead of trying to halfway it and be like, we'll sell off these guys and then bring in some additions as opposed to just, hey, maybe we can max out here and try to get rid of some of these guys and really, enhance our return.
I don't know what they're thinking about Bellinger, but they have to be thinking what I'm thinking about Bellinger, and I'm not trading him under any circumstance because I'm looking to keep him here beyond this contract. Oh, he can opt out. He loves being a Yankee. He's an incredible athlete. He's a lefty stick. He plays four positions, and he plays them all really well. So, like, if he was just like a one-position guy, meaning first base or one of the outfield spots, his versatility is going to be whatever he gets on his next contract. It's going to be such a bargain. I'm looking to keep him. And, like, whenever the Yankees get their act together, truly, whether it's Whit Lombard and other guys and Schlitter, if these guys are here, like a year or two down the road and maybe are truly a championship powerhouse, maybe, I envision somebody like Bellinger almost as a more athletic Paul O'Neill who's here for a while.
Yeah, at least that's the right answer as opposed to, I still want to make the playoffs and go for it. It's because you like him, the player, and want him here long term. Bobby's in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Before I get to Fried, Stanton and Dominguez, that's hell of an outfield. The Yankees have had the second worst record since mid-June. Judge injury is a precursor to a UCL tear, so they better be careful with Judge. And the last thing about Fried, I talked to you about this, Sal, last week. Now he's throwing another bad start against a playoff caliber team. That's four starts, Toronto twice, Mets and Cubs. That's 14 runs in, I believe, in 19 innings. He's been horrible in the postseason. He was terrible last year. And since the 2021 Atlanta clincher in the World Series, he has not been a good postseason pitcher.
But what are you going to do, Bobby? You can't. And thank you for the call. You're not going to get rid of Max Fried.
No.
So, and Fried should be the least of the Yankees' issues. Although what I would say is, when you invest in an ace like that, $218 million, he's only pitching every 5 days, best case scenario. He's not going to be perfect. And you kind of need that. That's why we talked about this many times, the way the Mets do it, even though they don't have an ace. To me, it's more fundamentally sound, financially safer, more a sounder investment when you're investing less in something that's such an unknown and something that's not used every single day the way that a piece from the regular lineup would be.
I see both ways. You and I have had that conversation. You said that for a while, and I get where you're coming from. But listen, Max Fried was right there with Schuble for the Cy Young for April and May and into June. He has not been the same pitcher. Now, I'm not worried, but I'm certainly not thrilled with the way he's pitched for the last three, four, five times out. Now, the blister, the other day he was bleeding, and Boone's like, he's fine. It's bleeding.
You're bleeding, like Piper.
We got to talk about Hulk Hogan.
I know, dude.
Good
I know.
God, our boy Hulk.
I wish he died when I was here. I wish we could have done this.
Wait, are you mad at him for not dying when you wanted him to die?
No, actually, I'm mad that, Oh, come on. Hulkamania will live forever. You couldn't last a couple more months. We could have you in studio. We're supposed to have him on. Did I tell you that?
I know.
I never got to meet. Anyway, we can get into that. There's a lot that happened last week.
I told you to call in. I said on the air that day. I'm like, did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it. Somebody texted me about it. And then Hoff texted me about it as well. I was at brunch. I told him to tell you. I was literally at brunch overlooking a lake, whatever word. It's like, I can't.
I got you.
And, you know, I'm with Sammy and my wife. Like, imagine I'm like, yeah.
What is Hulk, though?
I got to talk to BT about the Hulkster. I'm sorry. Break up the vacation. All right.